Christmas Treat by Our Sunny Selves. The Weasleys had about a million Christmas traditions, and George had to give Hermione credit where it was due. She embraced every single one with open arms. From the chaotic Weasley sweater fittings to the explosive chaos of Fred and George's enchanted crackers, she'd become as much a part of their traditions as any other member of the family. Hermione didn't have many traditions of her own growing up, just the standard decorating the house, eating the right foods, and watching the occasional Christmas special on the telly. But there was one thing she insisted on every year: wrapping presents the Muggle way. It had become their own little ritual. Every Christmas Eve, once the house had quieted down and the children were finally asleep, they'd pull out the stash of shrunken gifts hidden away from their over-curious kids. Hermione would gather rolls of wrapping paper, scissors, tape, and name tags, and they'd sit together on the living room floor. The crackle of the fire and the soft glow of fairy lights created the perfect backdrop as they worked. Christmas songs played in the background, though sometimes George's off-key crooning drowned them out, and they'd chatter about everything and nothing. He'd joke about her methodical wrapping techniques, comparing them to his own haphazard approach, and she'd roll her eyes in mock exasperation while fixing his crooked corners. It wasn't flashy or magical, not in the traditional sense, but it was theirs. George loved the simplicity of it, the way her laugh would echo through the room, the way her eyes lit up when she talked about the kids' reactions on Christmas morning. It was a tradition that felt as grounding as it was enchanting, and every year he looked forward to it more than he ever thought he would.
"You'll never guess what I heard," George said,
the corners of his mouth twitching into a grin as he carefully sliced a piece of wrapping paper. The paper was bright pink and glittery. Hermione had insisted it was perfect for the Barbie they'd picked out for their daughter, and George wasn't about to argue. Not about that, at least.
"And what's that, Georgie?"
Hermione replied without even looking up. She was focused, her hands deftly folding the edges of a gift, making crisp, perfect lines. She always wrapped presents like it was a mission, precise and orderly, the polar opposite of his slapdash style.
"I heard a little rumor floating around the ministry," he said casually, though the mischief in his tone was impossible to miss. "Apparently, McLagan's planning to invite you away for New Year's. A romantic getaway, just the two of you."
He smirked as her hands paused mid-fold, and then she let out a soft laugh.
"Oh, is he now?"
she asked, finally glancing up at him. Her brow arched in that way that always made him feel like a schoolboy caught nicking sweets from the cupboard.
"And how exactly did you come across this fascinating bit of gossip?"
"Reliable sources," he said,
tapping the side of his nose with a conspiratorial air.
"You know, the usual. Tea breaks, hushed whispers, enchanted extendable ears. The works."
Hermione rolled her eyes, a small smile playing on her lips as she reached for another roll of tape.
"Well, you'd better warn him that I'm unavailable," she said lightly. "After all, I'm far too busy cleaning up after you and our tiny tornadoes to run off with anyone, let alone Cormac McLagan."
It had been years since McLagan had made his first pass at Hermione, back when they'd all worked together during the early days of rebuilding after the war. But George had latched onto the memory with a kind of amused fascination. The bloke would constantly try and offer Hermione the good life, which she was apparently lacking, and at this point it was comedy gold. It had become an ongoing inside joke between them. He teased her about McLagan's persistent interest, and she'd fire back with exaggerated threats of running off with the pompous prat, or how busy she was keeping him under control.
"Oh, I don't know," George said,
leaning back and pretending to consider.
"McLagan's got that winning smile, doesn't he? And all that charm. He's probably practicing his moves right now in front of a mirror."
Hermione snorted.
"If by winning smile you mean the kind that makes you want to hex him on sight, then yes, he's utterly irresistible."
George laughed, the sound echoing warmly in the cozy room.
"Don't break his heart, love. He might not recover."
"Oh, I'm sure he'll manage," she said dryly,
a glint of amusement in her eyes.
"Besides, I'm rather fond of the man I've already got, even if he is a menace with wrapping paper."
George glanced at the mangled present in front of him, the paper wrinkled and uneven despite his best efforts.
"Menace? You wound me," he said,
clutching his chest dramatically.
"This is art, Hermione. the kind of rustic charm no one else can replicate.
She laughed, shaking her head as she leaned over to fix the mess he'd made, her fingers expertly smoothing the crinkled wrapping paper. As her hand brushed his, a spark flickered between them, the kind that never seemed to dull, no matter how many years passed. George caught her hand, halting her movements. Before she could protest, he tugged her gently toward him, a mischievous grin spreading across his face.
"Leave it," he murmured, his voice low and teasing, before capturing her lips in a heated kiss.
Hermione's initial surprise melted away almost instantly. Her free hand came up to rest on his shoulder, and then she was leaning into him, pressing herself closer despite the awkwardness of their positions. George sat sprawled on the floor, his legs stretched out beneath the chaotic pile of wrapping supplies, while Hermione balanced on her knees, her body tilted toward him. The kiss deepened, warmth blooming between them, like the glow of the firelight flickering in the corner of the room. He slid a hand to the small of her back, steadying her as she shifted closer, her fingers tangling in his hair. The world around them, wrapping paper, gifts, tape, faded into the background. For a moment, it was just the two of them, caught in the kind of magic no wand could ever replicate. She shifted onto his lap, straddling him, and George felt a surge of heat rush through him, pooling low in his abdomen. Her mischievous smile should have been enough of warning, but he was too caught up in the moment to be properly cautious.
"Don't tempt me, Hermione," he murmured, his voice husky with both amusement and desire.
His hands found her waist, holding her steady.
"You'll never finish rapping if you keep this up."
Her grin widened, that familiar mix of intellect and playfulness dancing in her eyes.
"Who says I need to finish?" she teased, leaning closer until her breath mingled with his.
Before he could respond, she flicked her wrist, and in an instant, their clothing vanished, leaving nothing but skin and heat between them. The cool air of the room was a stark contrast to the fire igniting between them, and George gasped as his cock brushed against her wetness, the slight slap of contact sending a shiver up his spine. Hermione's smirk deepened as she steadied herself against his shoulders, her nails grazing his skin lightly.
"Well?"
she whispered, her voice low and inviting. George didn't need any further encouragement. With a low growl, he slid his hands up her back, pulling her closer as he shifted his legs. Twisting his hips, he brought himself to his knees, supporting her as he cleared the scattered toys and wrapping supplies out of the way with a quick shove. The pile of colorful paper and tape toppled harmlessly to the side, forgotten in the urgency of the moment. Carefully, he laid her down on the carpet, the soft glow of the Christmas tree lights casting flickering patterns over her bare skin. She looked up at him, her curls fanned out around her like a halo, her chest rising and falling in anticipation. The sight alone was enough to drive him wild. He leaned over her, bracing himself with one arm, as the other traced a line down her body, his fingertips ghosting over her curves. Hermione arched beneath his touch, her hands sliding over his arms and pulling him closer, urging him on.
"Do you have any idea how impossible you make it to focus on anything else?" he asked, his voice rough with affection and desire.
Her laugh was soft, breathy, and utterly intoxicating.
"That's the idea," she whispered,
her voice low and teasing, as she pulled him down into a kiss that left no room for subtlety. It was demanding and raw, the kind of kiss that made George lose all sense of time and space. Her body arched beneath him, pressing up against his, and the feel of her warmth against him ignited every nerve in his body. As his cock brushed against her slick entrance, instinct took over. He shifted his weight slightly, aligning them, and thrust forward in one smooth, deliberate motion. The heat and tightness of her enveloped him completely, drawing a guttural moan from his throat. Hermione gasped, her head tilting back as her fingers clawed at his shoulders. That sound, her unfiltered pleasure, was always the best reward. It was a sound he would chase to the ends of the earth, and he knew exactly how to coax it from her again and again. He pulled back from the kiss, his lips hovering over hers as he caught his breath. His hands slid down to her hips, gripping her firmly.
"You like that?"
he murmured, his voice a low growl, teasing but tender. Her response came in the form of another gasp as he thrust into her again, harder this time,
He found a rhythm, fast, deep, and relentless, just the way he knew she loved it. Her hands clutched at her hair as if she was trying to hold on to something. The room filled with the sounds of their bodies moving together, her breathy moans, his gritted groans, the rhythmic slap of skin against skin. The Christmas lights cast a warm glow over them, their reflections dancing across the walls like tiny, flickering stars. It was chaos and intimacy all at once, a mix of passion and connection that neither of them ever took for granted. Hermione's gasps turned to soft cries as she wrapped her legs around his waist, pulling him even closer. Her body moved with his, meeting each thrust with equal fervor.
"George," she managed, her voice trembling, breaking on his name.
He leaned down, pressing his forehead to hers, his breath mingling with hers as he pushed them both closer to the edge.
"I've got you," he murmured,
his tone soft despite the intensity of his movements.
"Always."
Her body tensed beneath him, her head falling back as her cries reached their crescendo, and George followed soon after, his own release crashing over him like a tidal wave. For a moment, there was nothing but the warmth of her, the sound of their shared breaths, and the unshakable bond that made moments like this feel like the most perfect kind of magic. As they lay together on the carpet, bodies tangled and hearts racing, Hermione let out a breathless laugh, her fingers lazily tracing patterns along his back.
"So much for getting the wrapping done."
George grinned against her shoulder, pressing a lazy kiss there.
"Who needs wrapping when you've already got the best gift?"
She rolled her eyes, but her smile betrayed her.
"Cheesy," she said,
but the softness in her voice told him she didn't mind one bit.